Under a new U.S. Senate bill, tribes across the country would have new opportunities to reclaim lost artifacts. The Safeguard Tribal Objects of Patrimony, or STOP Act, would prevent the export of cultural and religious items. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early has more.
It's time to make sure that items that are deeply religious or deeply connected to individual tribes are respected, are not sold on the auction block.
That's Martin Heinrich, the junior senator from New Mexico, who introduced the STOP Act to the Senate. The act is an extension of the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, or NAGPRA, which was passed in 1990. NAGPRA prohibited the sale of Native American cultural or religious items or ceremonial remains, but did not prevent the export of these items. That legal loophole created a market for collectors to purchase these items overseas, most notably in Europe.
I think it just didn't foresee at the time the fact that once an item covered under NAGPRA leaves the United States, that there's no real way to prosecute it under NAGPRA.
Heinrich introduced the STOP Act on Wednesday with Southwest Native American leaders and says that he hopes to reach out to more tribes to gather support and insight for the bill.
We really want to hear from the entire Native world about how their stories, how they've been impacted, and hear from them on how we can make this better.
Aaron Leggett is the curator of Alaska History and Culture at the Anchorage Museum. He says that the STOP Act would help with Alaska Native culture repatriation, but the impact wouldn't be huge.
With the exception of maybe some items in Southeast Alaska, I don't think that it would. There's a few cases here and there. There have been pieces that have been sold at auction. I know there were several Yupik masks that were sold for record amounts of money.
Leggett says, in the past, Alaska Native groups have organized the recovery of cultural items themselves.
Some of the communities have also either privately, quietly went to these auctions and purchased items, or had wealthy benefactors purchase them and essentially repatriate them to the people. Or in some cases, they've even went to the donors before they put them in the auctions and explained to them why these items really shouldn't be on the open market.
Leggett says the STOP Act would aid the recovery of lost artifacts. However, he says Southwest tribes have suffered the most from this type of cultural loss, and not really Alaska Natives. Senator Heinrich says reception for the bill has been almost unanimously positive, and he has reached out to Alaska delegates specifically to help push the bill through.
I do a lot of work with Senator Murkowski. We're both on the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, so she was one of the first senators that we sent a discussion draft to. So they are going through that now, and we're looking forward to finding out if it's something we can work together on.
In addition to banning the export of cultural items, the STOP Act increases penalties under NAGPRA from 5 years to 10 years for selling unlawfully obtained cultural items, and allows for a 2-year amnesty period where items can be repatriated to tribes with no legal penalty. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.